2-2 record for the Gallatin Bulldogs. We're joined by head coach Tanner Smith. Things are going great last week. Gallatin's getting ready for a game against Trenton. Thought it was going to be a good, close, competitive matchup. It was. Gallatin ended up on the wrong end of that one, 58-51. Came back, played a thriller, but ended up on the wrong side of Gilman City, 67-61, double overtime in Wednesday night's consolation semifinal. Your team gets some good things off and on in both those games, Coach. Just sometimes you're on the wrong side of the ledger in those close ones.
Yeah, you know, starting with the Trenton game, I mean, real back-and-forth game the entire night. You know, I think we had a five-point lead with about 6 minutes left, but give credit to Trenton. They made the plays down the stretch, and we did not, and came away with the win there.
Kind of felt like, you know, the Trenton-Gallatin game from the Gallatin perspective. You did a lot of things that would win a game, but some of the youth on your I thought some of the youth, maybe some of the inexperience kind of showed up in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, like I told you earlier in the season, you know, we're a young group, inexperienced. It's getting to know each other. I mean, you know, play a lot of games together, but maybe not all five, but on the court together. So they're getting used to each other still, and we're going through some things and growing. And so I know down the stretch, if we get in that ball game later on, that we'll be a little more prepared. We'll be a little more ready for the situation. I know. So.
And I know you get Trenton back at your place on January 2nd. I'm sure you'll be ready for that one.
Yeah. We'll. Yep, and I know it'll be a back-and-forth game just like the last one was, so, yep, for sure.
Yeah, write that one on your calendar, folks. Tuesday, January 2nd, Trenton at Gallatin. That will be the Grand River Conference duel between the teams. Here's kind of the rough thing about being inexperienced, Coach. The only way you can get experience is to go through the inexperience and just kind of learn from the experiences game to game, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, best way to do it is just be throwing the fire, and so our guys are getting some of that taste early on this season, which will only help us down the road for sure.
Against Trenton, I'm just looking at your roster here, Gavin Wilmus, Jaden Wilson, they had really good nights. I thought they provided a potent 1-2 punch for you.
Yeah. You know, Gavin, a sophomore, you know, been a post player for us, but can kind of play inside out, you know, does a really good job and just gives all-out effort. He's all over the court all night, and so, yeah, you know, not the shooting night he may have wanted that night, but, you know, still had a very productive night for us. And then Jaden Wilson, a senior who just plays his tail off again. I can count on those guys. Effort's never an issue with those two, so.
I've seen a lot, obviously, of Kiefer Tolson the last 2.5 years. From you going against Kiefer and kind of learning this Trenton roster as you go against him a couple of times, what's your impressions of Kiefer and what makes him difficult to slow down?
Very talented player. You know, I played against his brother Chase back when I was in high school, and he was the same way. And Noah Ainsley was a great player for Trenton back in the couple years ago, and so he follows right in with the family. He's a very talented player, can play inside and out. That's one of his biggest attributes, is being able to not only have the perimeter shooting, but to also be physical enough to go in there and post up. You know, I didn't have that initial on my scouting report that he was going to kind of go in there and post up strong, and he got us a couple times inside. And, you know, when he does that, he's a matchup nightmare because he can hurt you in a lot of ways.
So you lose to Trenton. You end up in the consolation side of the bracket. You're looking at Gilman City going, okay, you know, come back. Let's get ourselves in the consolation final. And, you know, credit to Gilman City. I thought looking at the bracket that the Hawks were probably better than your run-of-the-mill number 8 seed, and they got you on Wednesday night. Certainly an entertaining ball game, but I'm sure at the end of the night, disappointing for Gallatin.
Yeah, and, you know, the boys and I, we've talked about it. I credit Gilman City. They came back on that Wednesday ready to play, and we did not. You know, it took us a quarter and a half, felt like, to just kind of get going a little bit. And, you know, you can't have that kind of night against anybody, you know. So, yeah, Gilman City made a lot of plays. You know, again, we were right there down the stretch. We just didn't make those, you know, winning plays that you got to make in close ball games. And, you know, I think our group has learned from those two nights. You know, we had a good film session yesterday, and I think, again, when we get in those situations now, later on, I think we will be ready.
And you have, you know, quite frankly, you don't get a lot of these in early December. You have 9 days between games, so you got a lot of chance to, you know, talk with the guys, get them in practice, work on sets, you know, get them, obviously, I know coaches do this, you'll get them running back and forth from line to line, but you got a lot of opportunity here in practice, you know, to get ready for Savannah at your place on Friday.
Yeah, definitely not the performance we wanted our own tournament, especially. But you know, we kind of treated it as a kind of a little mental reset early on. You know, kind of get back to, you know, fundamental skill work, some individual work, and obviously we'll work on some team stuff. But yeah, you know, I mean, hopefully we can use this as a positive, not a negative, that we had such a long layoff. And then got Savannah Friday. I know they're a strong physical group that will play really solid defensively, and I'm sure they want to get downhill and dribble drive on offense or offensively. So I know we got a tough matchup ahead of us on Friday.
I know. I'm just looking at your schedule here, Coach, and yeah, I saw East Buchanan in person. I know they're very good, so you got them coming up on Monday the 18th, but yeah, you got Savannah, you got Putnam County in the conference opener next week, you got Brookfield, you got the rematch with Trenton. Yeah, I'm just looking at your team going, this Gallatin team, I don't know if there's a lot of games where they come in as significant underdog. You know, kind of the same thing with the favorite. I kind of think that you're going to be in a lot of close games, and there's not that one team that you look at and say, well, that's going to be a rough one. I think you're looking at a lot of competitive games here over the next 2 months.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope that we're a team that's going to compete in every single night. I hope offensively, defensively, I hope we're going to hopefully take the fight to somebody else, and hopefully we're ready to have that come right back at us. You know, I think you're exactly right. I think we're going to find ourselves in a lot of close games, and, you know, I think these early ones that didn't go our way, I hope that eventually they will go our way. And I think, like we talked earlier, I think the more you get thrown in the fire, the better. So might as well learn early on and be ready down the road.
Well, you hope that it motivates the kids, Coach. Just coming off of that 0-2 performance last week, how sour of a taste did that put in the guys' mouth, getting ready for Savannah, just going 0-2 in their own tournament?
Yeah, no, Thursday was a pretty quiet practice. Thursday was pretty locked in, pretty focused. I was glad to see that the guys were, a little chomp at the bit, and I know on Friday we're going to be more than ready to come out firing. So, yeah, definitely a sour taste in everybody's mouth around here, but hopefully we can kind of get that going back in our direction here this coming week and the next couple after that.
Savannah at Gallatin Friday, Gallatin next Tuesday. We'll preview this on the show next week with Coach. Going to be at Putnam County. That should be a good one to start a GRC play. Coach, we'll talk with you next Tuesday before you head to Putnam County. Good luck against the Savages on Friday.
All right, thanks, Tom.